Go ahead.
I'm not a good toaster.
No, it's okay. We're just, you know.
Because, you know, normally I just pick up my drink and I proceed to drink it. Whatever comes out after that, that's another story. I don't know if you want to call that a toaster. I don't know if you want to call it a croissant, but it is what it is.
Cheers.
Cheers. I think.
So, that being said, in lieu of the conversation we were having earlier about being 40 and single and dating, I'm toasting to just being 40 plus and grown.
Ain't it a blessing to be grown? Let's click again for being grown.
Just grown.
Because growth. Growth. Because it does make a difference.
Yeah. There are things in that I do now in my 40s that I wouldn't have dreamed of doing in my 30s. Like saying no to people.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't always good at saying no. Knowing in the back of my head, I didn't want to do certain things. And I'm like, I didn't want to do it. In my 40s, I'm like, no.
I ain't with it.
Because what you end up doing is you end up doing stuff begrudgingly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because you don't want to be. That's why, like Kevin Hart said, sometimes I lie because I don't want to look like an asshole. That's how I am. I lie because I don't want to look like an asshole. Because sometimes it's easier to just be like, I'm so sorry. I have to go feed my neighbor's lizard. The lizard is a diabetic. And
he has to eat on time.
He has to get his food.
Truth be told, I did have a lizard. She wasn't diabetic, but I had a lizard, and I had a neighbor that would go feed my lizard for me.
It could be true.
It happens.
So that's what you do. I pick stuff like that.
Because people have exotic pets now. I'm an exotic pet owner.
So I'll just reach sometimes just to avoid being an asshole.
I get it.
I embrace my asshole in my 40s. I do.
You have to, though.
Yes, I really do.
You have to.
I don't mind.
And I think the older you get, the more of an asshole you are comfortable becoming.
Of course.
And you don't even look at it as being an asshole. You just being
real.
My grandmother.
My mate.
I'll never forget. We were at one of my uncle's weddings. I said one of my uncle's weddings because several of them have been married several times. Yeah. At any rate. We were at my uncle's wedding.
You don't have to explain it.
No, I understand.
And his bride had a grown son. Okay. And the grown son was an attractive guy. And my sister was single at the time. But the guy was there with his girlfriend. And so my grandmother tells my sister, hey, won't you go ask him to dance? And my sister says, Grandma, he's with his girlfriend. But they ain't married. And I kind of looked at my grandma like, really? Did you just get... They ain't married. I don't see no ring on his finger or hers. Go ask that boy to dance.
Okay.
It was hilarious. But at that time, she was like in her 70s, 60s. So recognizing.
She was free to say whatever the hell she wants.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn.
Ain't no filter.
Who gonna say something else to her?
Who gonna check me, boo?
Who gonna say something to her?
Who gonna check me, boo? Yeah, I mean, it does. It makes a difference. But like I said, the only time I don't do it is when I'm trying not to be a total asshole. Sometimes I do it to protect certain people. Like, I don't, of course not with you, we keep it 100. But there's people that you just be like, I don't know you yet, I don't know you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? You might try to run me over with a car. You don't know you're crazy yet. So for those people, you just be like, let me see what I'm gonna say real quick. And that's when you gotta feed a lizard. The lizard got diabetes. So I gotta feed this lizard. Or my neighbor gonna be upset with me. So I'm so sorry, I can't do it. Versus saying, no, bitch. I don't like you like that.
What scenarios constitute you not wanting to be an asshole to make up a lie as opposed to telling the truth?
For me, it's just the simple fact that I don't know you like that.
Is it family?
No, it don't matter if it's friends or family. It's a matter of I don't know you like that. Because, you know, you pick up people's vibes.
Some people give you an evil vibe
immediately. Some people give you a good vibe, and they're not really who you thought they were. So until I know for sure who I'm dealing with, sometimes if it's something that's major, I might go ahead and make up something because I don't know you like that. And people crazy.
Do you find yourself making up stuff to family members simply because you don't want to hurt their feelings?
It's not even so much feelings as I just, maybe it's protecting myself. I don't want to look like an asshole. I feel it. It's not
even so much. Where'd you say he embraces assholes?
I do. But I understand where Rhonda's coming from. Especially like she said in the words of Kevin Hart. Sometimes, especially like maybe with a boss. sometimes you just don't want to put it out there like that. And then you start making up shit. You ever heard of a deer breath?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I got this. The deer, it's from the whole deer breath. The deer breath theory.
The whole the
from
deer
Kevin
breath.
Kevin Hart, that's where I got it from. You didn't see his, he does this
you gotta
whole,
go back and see
he talks
breath.
About how people be late. And then
they make
and,
up stories.
And you make up stories. He was like, I always appreciate a person who could be like, I don't lie. Like, cause somebody be like, hey, fucked up. I was running late. I never do it again. If I do it again, you fire me. I'm so he said, I'm not that type of person. He said, I'm not that guy.
He said,
if I'm running late, something happened.
Something outlandish.
And he went through this whole.
Not that he just didn't wake up.
You didn't see the news story. It was on I-49. Yeah.
He was like, it was a baby on the highway. He goes through this whole. And that's when I would do it. It's certain scenarios to me that even though there are people that I don't have no problem telling, hell no.
And just so that
but you, there's certain scenarios that you gotta.
A deer breath is a cross between a deer and a zebra.
That's what he said.
Yeah. The front half of it was a deer, see? But the back half, clearly a zebra.
That's an Okeanobi or whatever that animal is.
It's a deer breath. Even the cop told
but
him
he called
it
a
deer
breath. Okay. So yeah, and that's what it is. And he starts off that whole segment with Sam, sometimes I lie to avoid being an asshole. And then he said something about how he was at the airport. And some chick was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to have to see you. Oh my God, it's Kevin Hart.
Oh my God, it's Kevin Hart.
And she was like, oh my God, wait for me. My mom is about to come off the plane, blah, blah, blah. It'll be about 30 minutes. And he was like, yeah, go get her. He said, as soon as she walked away, he was like, I ain't waiting for you, bitch. It's certain things where it's like you lie. For me, I know when. It's like censoring. The age of 40 has taught me when it's okay if I lie, and you know what? Bitch, I'm okay that I lie.
That's true.
And so
that's
to me, so it's both. I don't have a problem saying no.
That's true.
But I also don't have a problem with myself. Look at myself in the mirror.
Oh my God, I can't believe I lied.
I thought she was going to say, I also don't have a problem lying.
Well, which is basically what I was getting to.
Oh, okay.
I was getting to that. I'm going to take a bite. I don't want to be chewing on the mic. This wonton taco is the shit.
At Applebee's.
But yeah, it does. It, being 40, over 40, I have noticed it makes a difference in a lot of stuff. You've known me so long that there'll be times where I would freak out. The smallest thing happened, and I'm freaking out. I had anxiety issues. Freak out. That's why I have all these bad habits. I have anxiety issues since I was a kid, and I would freak out, chewing my nails off, pulling hair out my face, all kinds of stuff. Eyebrows, pulling my eyebrows out. I was bad with anxiety. So the smallest thing would set me up.
Yeah.
I'm to the point now where I'm like, shit, fuck that shit.
Okay. But you know what's funny?
It is what it is.
I think everything happens for a reason. Having been friends for 30 plus years, I have a child who has anxiety issues. She has significant anxiety, and having been a friend of somebody for 30 plus years who has anxiety issues has helped me deal with her, where before I'd have been like, really, what the, really, because I don't have that. I'm not an anxious person.
You're
I don't
cool
have anxiety issues. When stuff go on the inside, I might be like, but on the outside, this is all you're going to see.
She's cooler than a cucumber on the outside.
Mm.
And only if you know her, know her, would you even know it. And we know each other so well, she might not even tell my ass.
Agreed.
Because she's cooler than a cucumber, and she knows she's going to get through it, so she gets through it. My ass been, oh my God. I need a drink. Oh my God, I need a drink.
But I will say that having been friends with somebody who has this, and not just friends, but best friends,
yeah,
somebody who is comfortable telling you all those things, it transitions over to my daughter, because I pull things out of her that I don't think she would be, I wouldn't necessarily know how to pull out of her had I not had a friend who had been through that. So there are things that I can talk to her about, and I'm like, no, this is just how you do it. It is what it is. I'm still a parent, but having somebody who has been through those things before,
you know how to say it the right way.
I know how to say it without coming across as
different for fathers and mothers.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
You know, me as a father, I'm like, man, if you don't get, you know what I mean? Move, sit your ass down.
And that's how my husband is.
Yeah.
That's how my husband is. But I think having a mom and a dad in the household makes a world of difference.
Huge.
Because
that's another difference.
There's that balance. Because when my husband is very rigid and strict and, you know, about certain things, I'm like, hey, hold on.
Yeah.
She got feelings. Let's talk about her feelings. Let's get over this. And I'm not the most sensitive person in the world. I have to tell you that. But I'm still a mom. So I have those mom tendencies.
Why? Can y'all go talk about that shit in another room?
Well, I will say the difference between my husband and probably some men is my husband is sensitive when it comes to my daughter. Now, with my boys.
True.
On the other hand, so my husband's like, take your and go figure that shit.
Now, so, that, you know what? Touche. Okay. That makes a hell of a lot better. Yeah. My daughter's got me over the barrel.
And my
like
sons
that.
Will tell you in a heartbeat. With us, dad is like, rah, he's like a beast when it comes to telling us what we screwed up on, how we need to fix it, how we better not do it again.
Yep.
During it to the point of he's going to raise his hand, his fist, his belt, any number of those things. But with Maya, she gets a stern talking to.
Give that.
But it's the same. It's the same with
like. Well, baby, I understand. You know what I mean?
But you know, that's the difference. We grew up in different households. You grew up in a household with both parents. I grew up in a household with a single mom who was that type of person who was cool, and then she'll snap. Cool, and then she'll snap. And so it was like, because of that, that's how I was raised.
You were sure.
I don't know if she's going to punch me.
Snap that.
I didn't know if he was reaching for the cupcakes on my throat. Hold on. So because of that, and my dad was cooler than a cucumber.
Yeah.
And so that's how us, Charmaine, she was raised in a household with both parents, and that shit really makes a huge, huge difference.
My upbringing was a lot closer to yours. You know, my mama was 51-50, ain't no telling which one of them gonna be there, you know what I mean? and Pops is cool as hell, you know what I mean? Laid back, but he a Gemini too, so he's kind of crazy a little bit too. But he usually kind of reel it in when we come around, you know what I mean?
So it's just his children in general?
I guess.
My husband was raised in a single parent household, so he had the same thing. He had a mom who was extremely stern, and he was the baby of the group, too. He was the baby out of his siblings.
Mm.
His dad was pulling the cucumber, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, wherever you want to do it. Okay.
Well, her daddy be a Maxwell song. Whenever.
Right on.
The baby.
Right on.
This was mine. These my quesadillas? Oh yeah, you got soup.
Yeah, I got soup.
Okay, quesadilla. But yeah, it does. It makes a huge difference. And that's why, for me, like with my baby, we're raised, right now, her dad is in a whole different state. She doesn't have both parents in the home. But I make sure she has talks with me about stuff. And then I'll be like, we're going to call your daddy. And then you're going to talk to your daddy and see what your daddy feels about this. So she, even though he's not in the house, she's getting both outlooks of where she's come from. Sometimes it's the same thing. Mom, she'll come back, she's like, Mommy, that's the same thing Daddy said. And I'll be like, see?
Okay.
And then sometimes she'll be like, no, Daddy told me. And I'll be like, okay.
I'm gonna have to call him and tell him.
Don't tell you that.
Fortunately for me, even though, you know, what happened with me and mine, we still co-parent pretty effectively. You know what I mean? Well, shit, we live across the street from each other. So.
Okay. I mean, you better.
Not like
so
right.
So when you say go ask like, your mama, they can.
Not like right across the street. You know what I mean? Across a major street. Right. One subdivision to the next subdivision.
Okay. That's still not bad.
It's very close, you know, with one another. And we co-parent. And so the kids do still get both sides of the stick, so to speak. You know what I mean? It works, I guess, in its own weird way.
But it all shapes us. It's like it still makes a difference on who.
But they definitely get both perspectives.
Yeah, it makes. But it still makes a difference. It makes a difference if a kid, for those kids who don't have either one or the other at all, for whatever reason, whether she being trifling, quickly, and she's like, "Fuck that motherfucker, he ain't done it," or if something's happened and they're passed away. There's different reasons, but it really makes a difference whether you are a person who's in the home alone, or a person one pair, or a person who's raised by two. It makes a huge difference. That's why even, like, I don't knock these people who, like, you might be a gay couple and they adopt a child. As long as you make sure that child has both positive, you know, influences, a male positive, a female positive influence, because they still doing the mess. They still doing it, NC. But you know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like. But I think it all makes a difference.
Is this where to hear more conversation?
Y'all crazy.
And now the preparation ain't.
But yeah. Just saying.
And all of that childhood stuff shapes you to who you become as an adult. And so there's some people who will, at 40, are still, like in my case, two of us still, she loved me to death, I love her to death. But in retro, in the grand big picture, in the grand scheme of things, I'm still a mess. And she got her shit together. And it makes a difference, but we still, you know.
I think there's a misconception with that too, because when you grow up in a single parent home, a lot of times there are things in life that you can experience and that you allow yourself to experience that when you grow up in a household where there's a loving relationship, for lack of better terms, you have your disciplinary figure and you have your, I can't necessarily say I had the
fun parent.
The nurturing. nurturing necessarily, because I didn't have those parents where you had your disciplinarian and then you had your nurturing side. Both of mine were disciplinarians, but at the same time they were both kind of laid back about certain things, but there were also things that my mom was adamant. You're not doing this, we're not having this, you're not going here, you're not hanging out with this type of person, you need to speak a certain type of way. So my whole life I grew up thinking like, okay, I've got to be under this strict confinement of certain things. So there are things I didn't allow myself to experience growing up, or I wouldn't even say growing up, when I got to a point where I was able to make my own decisions, I shied away from certain things. I was like, oh God, no.
Because that's the foundation you had.
Agreed, but it did not necessarily make for making me a well-rounded person at the very beginning. Because I didn't expect, she and I had this conversation.
We had to bump our heads a lot.
Not only did we have to bump our heads a lot, I probably, and this is no slight to my husband, I probably got married sooner than I probably would have had I had the opportunity to experience certain things ahead of time.
Well, mama told you not to be out there driving like it's hot.
All they want is your panties. No, my mama used to say, all they want is your panties.
Well, mama, they can have the panties. They just can't have what's inside the panties. There are certain things I felt obligated to do. There are certain things that I felt like...
obligation got me married at 18.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And you shouldn't have necessarily been married at 18.
Shit.
I don't think any man needs to be married at 18, because you barely know who you are at
right.
18. At 18 years old, you don't know.
You don't. You really don't.
You're still You're still figuring out not just the world, but yourself, what you like, what you don't like. Now, I will say I did get a small piece of advice growing up, because there was a guy that I dated for years. And we were very serious, and I think we probably would have gotten married like at 18 years old. We probably would have gotten married at 18 years old. However, I had this voice of reason from a person who told me, don't date one person. You should, at this age, and I was 16, you should be dating two and three people. And I'm like, huh? And this is a woman in church and a quote-unquote good Christian woman. She was telling me, don't just date one person because you don't know
what you're missing.
No,
what you like or don't like.
That's not what... She said, I'm pregnant.
No. I get that. Trust me, I completely get that. I'm just saying, for me, I had considered marriage at a very early age.
That affected my whole life, though.
Of course.
Stingy with my seed.
Did y'all hear the story about that man who has fathered 20 plus children?
It's like a white dude? It's like a white dude?
Yes. And
for some reason,
to any and everybody.
And a lot of them are black ladies.
Yes.
I noticed that. I was like, I meant because I posted it.
So then my baby can have that good health.
No, I posted it. I posted it, and I meant to go back and read the whole story.
But it's people in India, Mexico, you name it.
No,
he has traveled.
He said, whoever wants my sperm, I give it to.
No way.
Yep, they can have it.
I give you this meat now.
He said he is willing to give his seed to anybody who wants it, because he has been tested and it has been proven that his seed works better for women in vitro fertilization has not worked for them. His sperm has worked.
He got that magic sperm. come from the magic school bus.
Do your thing, man. It bothers the hell out
of me. Yeah, I want to read the whole story, though, because I'm curious to know.
It bothers me because, like, we were talking before we went on. I have a child that I haven't been a part of their life in over 19 years. I couldn't imagine having a child that I didn't have any say or any input in their life. I think the experience with my first child has helped me to be a better parent today. My baby boy, when me and my wife split up, decided to stay with me. I was a single parent with him until he graduated from high school. And I don't think I would have been able to step up to the plate like that had I not lost my older son due to my first divorce. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
That's that learning and growing, though. That's all a part of that learning and growing.
That's
the stuff you
up.
Would do now, you would never dream of doing when you was 18. The stuff you would do at 18, you'll laugh at yourself. Now, you learn from it, though. It serves its purpose. 20s.
Even in your
20s, 30s, sometimes even in your 30s. Yeah. You already had your stuff together before me.
No.
So even in your 30s.
There's certain things I still do from back then.
You remember, there were things in my 20s and 30s that I did that I was, because I didn't have it all together. I just had the illusion
right.
of having it all together because I was married and I had kids. People assume that married couples with children have it all together.
No.
No, they really don't. You
hell
still
no.
figuring stuff out too. I would not advise people to get married. Now, everybody is different. Everybody is different. I completely understand that. But I would not advise, just in general, I would not advise somebody to get married in their early 20s. Even
hell
their 20s.
No.
I think you should
but
wait
you know
until
what?
As far
your
as
late
guys,
20s.
Here's the straight up facts. Or not facts, but here's how I feel about it. Guys shouldn't even think about getting married to after 35. Period.
But see, you know what's
Period.
Funny? That old school, and this is what's weird, how we always compare the old school way of thinking versus the new school way of thinking.
They died at 50.
No, but from a time I can remember, from a time I can ever think, my mom has always been an advocate for people being fresh out of high school married.
Because
your high school sweetheart.
Can I get this?
Yes, please. You want another one? What do you want one?
No, I'm good right now.
But yeah, my mom has always said she felt like that's the right way to do things.
For their age group, that was.
Right, and so it's like, it's weird how things are in the times that change. Because that's how it worked for them, though. They actually
right.
did it, and they still be married.
However, I will say, you know my grandparents.
The age gap.
The age difference. My grandfather was 44, and my grandmother was 15. When they got married. Now,
different
the era
time.
That they grew up in was a completely different time. It was okay for a girl at that age to get married because that's when they got married. My grandfather, however, it was very different for a man to be that age and get married at that time. But my grandfather wanted to make sure he had certain things that he could provide for his wife before he settled, before he decided, and they had, look, they had 16 kids.
Good.
16 kids.
Shit, man. Just...
And my grandfather was 66 when his last kid was born.
God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
And that's the people that I used to always gravitate
some
towards.
Some man, I
want to
say some
close.
Shit, but I'm not going to say some shit.
No, go for it.
My boy had a 15-year-old at 44.
We were 44.
And put 60. He just shot up the club that many. 16?
16.
And they close, too. They're not all too. What's the biggest age difference?
9 months.
You asking me? I don't know.
They're not that far apart.
You know what? I've never sat down and done that.
Look, 8.5 months is the largest gap.
It's about 8.5 months.
Damn. You're right. Every You're time right. he could get to
Now, I will tell you, one of my uncles, when my grandmother had her 75th birthday celebration, one of my uncles made a statement at her party. Then my grandfather had passed away by this time, but he made the statement when he was in college. He remember coming home because back then they couldn't come home as often as our kids probably come home now because, you know, it was financial strength. So he probably came home once a year when school was out. That's when he came home. He said he could not recall a time he came home and my grandmother wasn't pregnant.
With a different child.
Yeah.
Lord.
He left in August. for September to go to school. When he came back in May or June, she'd be pregnant.
My dad said something very similar. He said, because my grandparents had 9 kids. Uh-huh. He said he got tired of leaving the house because every time he would leave, it seemed like he would come home and she would have another baby.
Hey. I mean, but it's like times change. I don't know who's doing that now. Like, who nowadays is having 9, 10, 15, Smoke 16?
I know a couple of them.
But it's not that many, though. That's the thing.
And the sad part is, they're having it with different men.
That is the difference.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is the difference.
Here's the crazy part.
Sign it over there.
Here's what you're going to think is crazy. Financially, if I was financially able, I'm not going to say 16, but I probably would have had more than the 3 I had.
I've always said that. If I had like Shaquille O'Neal money, I would fill a house up full of kids.
I would definitely. I didn't always understand it. I didn't always appreciate it. I enjoyed the art of creating the kids. I didn't necessarily appreciate the kids. It's not until as my kids have gotten older and I'm seeing, oh my God, my oldest is in college, but not in college. I have a son that's
he's in college-ish.
Yeah. About to be a sophomore in high school, and my daughter is about to be a freshman in high school. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to have the empty. It kind of makes me emotional. Yeah. But I'm about to have.
But see, the thing that's the beauty of it is usually around the emptiness when you didn't do like me and was 35. Usually around emptiness time, the grandkids are coming.
True. I got that
so
too.
That's the good thing about that you get.
Unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately, though,
and then you get to send them back. You get to send them away.
Unfortunately, though, with the one that I have that's in college-ish, he better not procreate anytime soon.
See,
not anytime soon.
See, that'd be the other thing. Like, they start having babies, but you really don't have no control over that. And sometimes you're like, yo, hey. But there's no pause button, you know.
Yeah.
Although, knock on wood, he's about to be 21. He'll be 21 in August, and he's not had any.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't. Leave me. Oh, he's 20.
She's the godmother. So it's a hard pill to swallow.
I can't. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Remember how you were?
I remember when I called
21.
And told her I was pregnant.
Ooh.
I'm like, Rhonda.
No, honestly, when I was 21, I was engaged. But shortly thereafter, I was.
Still.
I was damn near Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. I was hoeing.
Then by the time I was in my mid, like early 20s, like 20 something, 24-ish, I had another relationship. But oh yeah, I went through my Santa Claus phase. We'll call it the Santa Claus phase.
I went through my Santa Claus phase prior.
You started
I'm
earlier.
I'm pretty sure during single life, that's what single young folks
I know, but
do.
As a woman, it's different.
Do you know what's the weird though?
Just because the way people look at you, I didn't give a shit. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't care.
But listen,
but people look at you.
They definitely look.
They look at you a certain way. Like, I've made some decisions I wish I wouldn't have. But for the most part, as long as I was single.
You can say to hell with them, but fast forward, having children at this age and having to have conversations, there are things that I could tell my son, and there are certain things that I have told my son. I've had to cater the conversation I had with him.
No.
What I'm saying is, in life lessons and teaching him certain things and explaining certain life experiences to him when it comes to women. Because yeah. I know women, we can be manipulative, we can be very dangerous, we can say certain things.
Amen.
Yes.
Why say amen?
And I recognize that, so I want to share those things with my son, but in order to share those things with my son,
you have to let him know your mom and ass is crazy.
No. Not so much that I'm crazy. There were certain things in my life that I don't necessarily feel. The Santa Claus tendencies.
Oh.
There are certain things.
No, what you do is blame it on Rhonda.
No, because this is his godmother.
I'll take the fall. I ain't mad. I'll take the fall.
Having said that, there are certain things that
that's
I
That's why I've been friends with all these years. I have to pray for son. Shit.
Some of that's my fall guy.
You know, I have never done that though. That's funny because I know people that do, but I've never done that. But when I have certain conversations with him, I have to cater my conversation because no boy wants to look at his mom and be like, "Mom, really? You really, mom? Mom, really?"
But I'm gonna be honest with you. I do that as a father. It's certain shit. Even with my boys, it's certain shit. You know, I ain't gonna really go right there.
But you could.
But I'm not.
Okay, but you could, and it would be looked at differently as it than it would be if you were a mom.
Maybe it would, but we're not.
I'm gonna be so old by the time my baby get there. I'm gonna be calling your kid. What Maya doing? Is Maya 22 yet?
She's awesome.
Put Maya on the phone. Cindy needs to talk to Maya. Put Maya on the phone. She'd probably be out the house.
No. My daughter done already told me
she ain't leaving.
She ain't leaving. Okay. And she said, and if I do, I'm finding a house up the street from y'all.
You know, my baby threatened me with that same bullshit.
No, but it's not a threat with Maya. Yeah, she is so serious. Maya is so serious. She just told me the other day, she said, Mom, I cannot believe I'm going to only have 4 years of school left, and then I'm going to be out of the house. I said, well, you don't necessarily have to move. Oh, thank God you said that.
But see, in a lot of traditions, like in a lot of culture, you don't leave until you get married. Every one of my mom's siblings, including herself, married out of their mother's house.
Because I'm in this situation now. Come on.
They married out of their parents back in those, especially in their culture. They married out of their mother's house. If a man, you're courting, everybody knows who you're courting because it's so-and-so's son three blocks over. You're courting, you get to know each other. The family approves, daddy approves, because daddy's in the house, so daddy can't approve. Daddy approves, mommy's okay, you get married, you get the hell out of their house. It don't matter if you're 19, it don't matter if you're 24, it don't matter if you're 26, you don't do it until they're taking you, especially the woman, until they're taking you from their parents' house.
Okay, here's the brass tacks.
Which in some ways is good, but in some ways it's like, that ain't gonna work.
I think it depends on you as an individual.
I got a 19-year-old son in my house right now. I don't want him in my house right now. And I'm trying to be cool about this, but I would prefer to be in the empty nest.
Does he have children yet?
No, hell no.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, my God, I don't want him to procreate. Why is he still there? Because I don't know if he could survive on his own. Like I said, he's 19. There you go.
I have a 20-year-old.
I don't know if this boy is not legally retarded.
I have a 20. I think it's in the drinking water. I think it's in the water.
I'm not real.
My 20-year-old is in the same boat.
Now, he's mine, and I'm pretty sure of that, but I don't know what the hell is wrong with him.
I'm 110% right there with you. My husband and I have this conversation probably at least two or three times a week about what the hell is wrong with him.
I'd be wishing he didn't look so much like it so I didn't have to say he was mine sometimes. That boy.
Oh, he cuts the grass.
Sometimes.
Oh, he's the landscaper. Oh, that's our mobile mechanic. No, I don't. Oh, no, he's our mobile. I don't really know him like that.
No, I completely understand. Oh, this is young kid. As a dad, you can question that. I gave birth to him. I know who this kid is.
But I'd be like, did they mix some shit up when I wasn't quite looking? Because I wasn't in that the nursery all the time.
I gave birth to him.
Yeah, I know, but they could have switched the root or kind of the bracelet. What if the bracelet fell off? We don't know.
He looks too much like
her. He looks too much like her.
That's my only problem.
He looks too much like her.
He's tall and skinny.
You know what's crazy, though?
Face structure, everything looks just like
people who don't know us, that don't know me and my family, if they see him and Marcus together, you would swear that was his biological son.
Yeah, if you didn't know no better.
If you didn't know any better, people would swear.
But see, y'all look alike, in my opinion. They look alike. In my opinion. Y'all got similar features. You have the same eyes. You got the same nose.
No, we do not.
You don't have a smush nose like mine.
No, but you must say pay attention to Marcus' snarls.
He's beakish. He's a little beakish.
A little beakish.
He's a little too candy.
I have a very cute
But it's in comparison to mine goes like this, whoop, and then it's, and then yours is more, and you and Marcus both have that.
Marcus, you ain't paying attention. Marcus got a snarl.
That's true. I just ain't paying that much attention. But y'all got the same eyes though.
My eyes aren't as big as his.
See, but they still big. Mm. We got almond and you got round eyes.
I do.
That's what I'm saying in that regard. Round versus almondy.
Almond.
Versus ding ding.
I still want to know.
Versus ding 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 ding.
These other cultures keep their kids in the house for so long.
It's their culture. They be like, you until you are in a position.
But I think that's
to take care of yourself. Home and have the damn Kool-Aid and drink all up.
Most of
that. But I think that goes.
By Weiler's.
Out of that shit.
That goes to you buying the groceries.
You got
to
make it inconvenient. You got
to make it inconvenient. That's the thing.
That's why I understand when my mom used to hide stuff. Now I get it. Because you have to make it inconvenient sometimes. Yeah. You got to put the good shit up. You got to have the good shit.
Or just don't buy it.
And then
it's a discipline for you.
You gotta find a
you're
way
punishing
to,
yourself, but what
to make
you really
it not as
it's, comfortable.
As comfortable, yeah, it's comfortable right now. Why would I want to leave?
So like, I should get the air conditioner turned up.
Like, or you should like,
yeah.
You should, or just walk, whatever he complained about, keep doing whatever it is he complained about. Keep doing it.
Whatever he don't like, do
keep
that.
Doing,
y'all
keep
gonna
doing.
Have me move out.
Don't do that.
This plane is gonna park fire.
Don't do that. Because
you're doing it the daddy way. You have to do it the mama way.
You gotta do it.
You
have yeah.
To do it as though you're doing it in loving kindness and you just didn't recognize.
And you didn't recognize.
Oh, I didn't buy any more Kool-Aid. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was.
I forgot.
I didn't realize that's
see,
not true.
The daddy drink. Would be like, hell no, I ain't buy no Kool-Aid because you keep drinking it all up. That's
but
the
look,
kind of stuff
I
y'all do.
I make him go to the grocery store with me every week. You know why? Because I'm trying to teach him how to grocery shop.
Send him to the grocery store by himself.
That's what we do. We send my son to the grocery
he
store.
He don't drive.
Why? He don't have a license?
He don't have a license.
Why?
Because then I can tell him to get out. I think. That's what I think. That's what I understand.
Oh, well, we need to work on
my
a
son
license.
Has a license. My son has a license. And when I tell you, I make him run errands, especially since...
I would, too, if he could drive.
No. I'm just saying, for my son...
Where's the bus? Oh, you stay too far. Yeah, ain't no buses.
For my son, when I go home, when I go to Athens on the weekends, I make my son do every errand under the sun that I can possibly
think. I would, too.
Hey, I need you to go... But I just went to... Okay, I'm going to need you to go back.
Yeah.
And I hear that whole... Who paying your cell phone bill right now? And I get them that look like, yeah, you're right. I have to constantly remind him. Like, you
no,
can't
I make him work now.
No, my son, he worked. He just got a job not too long ago. Let me tell you what this dummy did. So he has to pay rent. It ain't a lot.
Really? Do tell.
He has to pay rent. He has to pay
$200
a month.
$250 a month. You know what the hell I can do with
$250? Exactly.
Feed his ass.
That's what we do with it. That's what we do with it. He doesn't know this yet, but I also take half of that and put it up so that when he does get ready to move out, he's going to be able to pay his first month's rent. He'll be able to pay deposit.
See, I couldn't do that because as soon as I saved up his first month rent, I'd be trying to put his ass out.
But see, that's
no,
what she's good with that. With that
but that's
focusing.
He doesn't know anything about
it.
I just take it and put it up and put it in.
No, I get that.
No, I know
I'm just
what
saying,
you're
mentally,
saying.
Once I got to that point, I'd be looking at move-in specials and shit once
that's
I got to that point.
That's what my husband would like to do, but I recognize if we do that in a month's time,
he'll be right back.
So we have to call him anything.
And you're going to be back with worse credit.
Exactly.
And
then you can't make it up. Now you can't make it on your own.
So
see, I'm starting to understand they hook.
Right.
So you got to put them out with good credit so they don't bring their ass back.
Exactly. And that's what they do. And that's the difference. And that's why we always talk about we got bad credit because we usually the people who put our kids out.
Well, no, I ain't put my cable bill in his name. That's
what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We rather than. That's what a friend of mine, I had a friend who was an attorney. He's passed away, rest his soul. His sister was a teacher. They both lived at home with their parents. They were Pakistani. They both lived at home with their parents because their parents wanted to make sure not only did you get your education, your education is now paid off.
Yeah. Oh,
and you got money to pay for your
question.
Own house.
Uh-huh. You have a 20-year-old, not a 19. See, my son is still in his teens. Does that teenage smell go away at 20? I just wanted to know. Shit, that's another reason why I won't end up out of my damn house. The hell is that smell? Open up a goddamn window. What is that?
Funyuns.
They all smell like that.
Funyun sickles.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, because I do remember my nephews.
Funyuns and hot dog water. What the hell is that?
Nostalgia. Yes.
You making a science project? Yeah, it ain't even in school. What is that? Which is light a match? What the? God
can
damn
you Febreze this?
Okay. Febreze just say from hell
Febreze.
No.
But don't even Febreze. That's, to me, Febreze is like you doing. You open a window, wash some stuff.
No, but at least Febreze it so that I don't have to come in and smell it.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what this joke is. He decided it was a good idea. My daughter called him. He decided it was a good idea. He told me he set and broke his phone. Now, 6 months prior to this, I had been telling him, you need to get you a phone. You need to get you a phone. He had money. He was working at the time because he was working while he was in school. You need to get you a phone. The phone that he could have gotten, which is a basic phone that I got, I'm not top of the line. I'm not looking for no Samsung 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever they are. I'm not looking for that. Just get you a basic phone, dude.
Right.
He knew he needed another phone. The phone is $50.
Right.
Go get you a $50 phone.
Nope.
Period.
You gotta get the iPhone. He got to get an iPhone.
So let me tell you, he didn't go get another phone. He kept his phone. He kept the same phone, Well, finally, about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. No, it hadn't been a month. About 3 weeks ago, he sat on his phone and broke it.
Oh, God.
So now he has no phone. My daughter, due to good grades and saving money, she had been begging. I'm not buying you an iPhone, but hey, if you get certain grades, I will give you X amount of money. The deal was she had to get all A's and B's, I'll give you $200. She got all A's and B's, plus she had some money saved up. So she bought her an iPhone. She earned her iPhone. So that's what she bought. So
that other phone, I don't have no iPhone. I got a whatchamacallit.
Me too.
I got a damn whatchamacallit.
But she earned it. I feed her.
She earned it. That's what she wanted. She saved her money. She set her goal and she got her phone. My daughter's a hustler. My daughter.
I earned it too, but I got a mortgage.
My daughter will take $20 and go buy and a bag of them little bitty Takis and blow pops and sell them in school and earn her $40-$50.
Hey. Rajay does brownies and tea cakes. That little heifer be cleaning up.
Yeah, Maya's a hustler.
$20 a week.
Yeah, she's a hustler.
$20 a day.
She's a hustler.
I be getting lunch money from her.
Yeah, gas money. So that being said, fast forward, my son needs a phone. Tell you what a hustler this one is. Huh. She told my son, "Hey, you can get my phone."
Look, she finna lease the phone to him.
She told me you can get my phone. I don't need it anymore. Okay, thank you. She said, No. You have to pay me $30 for this phone.
Plus tax.
Online, it's $50.
Huh.
Plus the tax.
Yeah.
She said you can get it from me, no tax, $30. I'm not finna buy that phone from you. She said, "Oh, okay. Well, can I use it?" Nope.
Tell her to rent it to her. If she rented to her for $5 a day. Right.
So, long story short, he asked me last weekend when I went home if I could buy the phone for him. It's a $300-some phone. He wants that iPhone. I said, I don't have that kind of money. Not necessarily true. I don't have that kind of money just to buy you a phone.
Right. Especially because he said he was gonna
pay me back when I came back this weekend.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
He was a little miffed today. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm okay with it. So he decided as soon as he gets paid, he tells me, "Well, I'm just gonna buy me the phone." I said, "Well, is your check gonna be enough to cover the phone and the rent?" Yeah, my check is gonna be X amount of money. And I'm saying to myself, you must not know how time works, how it goes in, that you're a week in the hole, so that money that you think you're gonna have on this check ain't gonna be on there. When I tell you, this joker went ahead and bought the phone anyway. $300-some.
And they shut on his rent.
Uh-huh.
Because FICA done got all up in his check.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So when my husband asked for the rent, well, Dad, I had to give me a phone. Son, sit down, let me talk to you. Well, you didn't have to get you a phone. He said, if you weren't living here with us and you had to pay rent, landlord is going to understand that you need to get you a phone?
You need to get the phone you can afford at that time
and pay your rent first? Or you just hold off on that phone until you have all
and
the
people,
money.
And people going to be sending you smoke signals.
Oh, no. No. I wanted to.
That's when you put that message on Facebook. Yeah, my phone about to be out.
Yeah.
I can't get phone calls.
Instant message me.
I think some people lie to them and be like, I lost my phone, and it's their bill. Yeah, I lost my phone. Message me on Facebook.
You lost your phone last month at the same time.
Right.
But I'm the one who told my husband, I said, you need to charge him a late fee.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna do it like that. Okay.
He did us like that.
All right.
Yeah, so he gotta learn.
When my husband hit me up today, hey, can you send me an extra? No, you needed to charge your son your late fee. You ain't right, boo. You ain't right. Okay, well, hey, I'm just saying.
I ain't right,
we make him pay rent.
Okay.
I might have to start
doing that. There was a clause in there. It's either $250 a month. No. Let me back up. Because the job he had prior to that, it was going to be $400 a month. $300 a month if you buy your own groceries. $400 a month if you eat with us. Now, because the job that he's working pays less than what he was making, we were nice. We were nice because I still wanted to make him pay the same thing. My husband was like, that's a bit much. Let's ease into it. Okay, fine, we can ease into it.
You should have some nice landlords.
No, my husband is the nice one. My husband is the nice
She's
one.
She's over Negroni over here.
Yeah.
She's over
Because I'm trying to. This is the same. I'm the same parent that one year when he got in trouble in school, 2 days in a row for the same thing, and I had already talked to him about it. I made him when I celebrated Christmas. We had already bought that Christmas gift.
Oh, I remember that.
I was
like, all them gifts from up under the tree for him. Let him open them jokers up and told him, now I'm taking them back. Since you don't know how to act, I'm taking this stuff back.
Ooh, I was like, all his stuff back. When she did that, I was like, ooh, use a code when I'm saving this one. This one is going to be downloaded. I'm going to have to do this one later.
That's for the ages right there.
That was for the ages. That's a lesson.
I had people on both sides of the fence. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. You're so mean.
I love it.
Okay. And then I had those other ones like, oh my God, there should be more parents like you. I sure did. I let it, because people were like, well,
and then plus cool you know your
to
kid.
Let him open. And I said, no.
But you know your child. You know your child, and you have to do.
He had asked for PlayStation.
We got that.
But you're responsible, too. You're responsible
TV,
for who
he becomes. And all the games.
I got all
like
of them.
Three games.
Yeah, all
so
three
of them. So we spent like almost $800
on
kids.
You.
So I let him open up all that stuff. And he was like, why am I opening this early? Because I wanted you to see what you're not getting for Christmas this year since you don't know how to act.
That Mom, wants you to know what's going back on my Discover card.
Because
Discover,
I
got some money now.
Right. That was an award
that,
worthy.
That's just
punishment.
She
needed an award. I should have got a certification.
Oh, shit. Discover,
so
I got some cash in my pocket.
Exactly. So I went back to him. I said, when I had a conversation with you the day before and told you I bet not get another phone call like this, for the exact same reason. I said, at least you could have done something different in another class.
Right.
You did the exact same thing in the same
class. You waited 3 days in between.
So now you make
five to seven business days.
Right.
Like, I'm a whore. So guess what? All of this goes back. And Christmas Day, who was sitting over there looking
crazy
smug face because they ain't had no gifts?
Oh, I'll never forget that.
Him and my husband.
Oh, he was too? I don't remember you saying he was. I know.
Well, I remember Marcus was over there having a moment.
I remember I was like, this is epic. I love it. I love it.
They both over there damn near cheering up.
I was like, I love it.
So sad. He was so sad.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, people, everybody does stuff different.
Yep.
But at least y'all work it out. Even though it's so different. It's just like us. We can be so alike, we so different, but it works out.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? And we still love each other.
Y'all.
That's so special.
It's so special. I think you're the only person I ain't ever really just wanted to slap upside the head. And like, I think so, yeah. I know you probably want to slap me upside
the head. I didn't want to slap a couple
of sometimes.
Yeah, I know you have. Because like, for my anxiety attack, we just got to talk about it. I know you've been like, if not slap, you probably want to shake the shit out of me.
Shaking best friends in the
this kind of slap. Get it together. That kind of slap.
Shake your ass like a Yoo-hoo. Come
here. Not like I hate you slap, but.
Girl,
you
what the hell?
Well, you get it together slap. Right. Yeah, I know you have. I'm sure you have.
I want to slap that damn cussing pastor.
I mean, because that's important. You know, that's our new thing is we gonna make sure we. Every once in a while, you just want to slap a bitch.
Every once in a while.
And a bitch isn't just a female. Mm-mm. So what you saying about this pastor?
I want to slap that damn cussing pastor out of Memphis. That is, what's his name?
Thaddeus
Matthews. You guys hadn't heard
about
him?
I hadn't heard about him yet.
Literally.
It must be Thaddeus some of a bitch if he's like the cussing.
He's a self-proclaimed cussing pastor. The problem I have with him, what he
wait,
says
is... Wait,
is
that he brands himself?
Look, Google him, please. Because I have a real issue with this cat. Now, I'm not the most religious dude in the world, but here's where I have a problem with. Not only does he cuss, which every human probably does, that's not where I have a problem. This dude is vulgar, right? It's like, for me, there's certain... I cuss like a sailor. I was a sailor, shit. You know what I mean?
You were in the right.
Yeah, I was in the Navy, so shit, I can do that. But there are certain curse words that I just won't say in front of my children.
Right.
My daughters. When you're talking about
let alone
the
congregation,
they amen.
With the elders,
right?
Somebody
when you're
nano.
Talking about the anatomy parts and so on and so forth in a vulgar fashion.
Oh, he don't use.
Oh, what?
He don't use the.
Oh, what?
In the pulpit.
Oh, what?
He's saying.
He wrong.
He's saying dick.
He's saying dick, pussy.
Oh.
What
that got to do with the word?
Calling a woman disagreed with him. He called her a bitch. I mean, all kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And he has an actual church
he
building?
He has a church. He talks about homosexuality in the most raw and raunchiest fashion. And this dude is a pastor and has a congregation. I have a huge problem with that.
Yeah, because see, Yeah, I feel you on that.
I don't know about the necessarily cussing thing. You know, every now and again, it might slip. Shit, damn, you know, whatever. But again, when you start dropping F-bombs and talking about sex acts and describing sexual anatomy parts, that's him. I want to slap shit out of him. Because he ain't right.
I just want to slap for this. What is this, a sweater vest? What is that, a leather?
A leather like a V-neck? Damn corset.
Is that a leather V-neck with a beard? What he got rolling on his, I haven't heard about this dude.
Yeah, y'all got to check him out.
And you say he where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
What's his name?
Thaddeus Matthews.
Oh, yeah. You know, because we do every once in a while. I think that it's important.
He wouldn't have to tank.
He went to Tank for what?
Tank discussed him on their show. So he might come after me, y'all, just so you know. But Tank Tank went after him and said something again to the same effect what I'm saying, that I don't think that's cool. He called Tank out for performing at a gay pride parade, called him all kind of F-bombs, you know what I mean? Really going in.
And
this dude say he a pastor.
But he talks the same way in his church as he does on...
Yeah, he say he the for real pastor, not all these other fake motherfucking pastors. And I'm talking about verbatim. I'm telling you what the man said. Yeah.
I'm on my Jesus, bitch.
Respect my Jesus, bitch. And put something in that plate, ho.
Spirituality.
Yeah. Okay. And put something in that plate, ho. Wow. You know what I mean?
Motherfucker. Right. I'm saying the congregation ain't giving up shit.
Okay? Right.
Oh, my you God. Broke motherfucker. Get out confused.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Y'all need to stop tithing pussy and start tithing to the... Like, what are you... Oh, God.
Hey, yeah. If you're going to make it rain in this offering plate.
He took a picture with some big breast woman and somebody went in on him on that. He say, at least I'm one of those pastors that like pussy and not some of the pastors like in y'all church that be digging in each other booty and blah, blah,
blah. I mean, he's Pimp C, pastor.
Oh, what?
Reverend Pimp C. Wait a minute.
No, don't do my... Don't disrespect Pimp C like that. Okay, this dude here is a piece of shit.
Now, that's crazy when you talk about a pastor and you talk about pimping pussy, and you say, don't disrespect the pimp.
Right. Exactly. That's my whole point.
I mean, he is the pimp, though.
That's my whole point. Don't disrespect the pimp in comparison to this piece of shit pastor.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to get a letter behind this one, y'all.
No, I don't think so. We don't have an address
Bring
yet.
It on. Bring it on.
Yeah, what they going to mail
to? Applebee's.
They going to send it to y'all. Y'all good?
I'm thinking, do I want one more? Let me get a sip of yours.
Y'all want Jello shots?
Let me decide. Huh?
Jello shots.
Jello shots?
Yeah.
This Applebee's
Jello
rich.
Shots.
Jello shots.
Who y'all met? Quee Quee?
Her name Bertha, so it's got to be Quee Quee.
You can be whoever you want to be at this Applebee's. Oh, y'all need a commercial? You can be who you want to be at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Be you, boo. Be you. You can be Bertha, Jello Bo, Quee Quee.
Did she say Jello shots?
Jello shots for, what, $3?
I don't know, because I just
down
see.
Down at the bottom. Living. $1 Jello shot.
Hold
yes, please. Where are your manners, damn it? We'll have Jello shots, please.
Hello. Okay, wow. Huh? Come on for the April. Is it always like this? I'm glad I decided let's come back to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That pastor, that's... I know that there's another pastor here in Houston that I've been to his church before, and I've heard him say, damn. But damn is, to me, like a safe word. It's like
again,
pineapples.
Again,
it's like a safe
they're
word.
They're human. I get it. You know what I mean? But my thing is that the vulgarity, you know what I mean?
No, but even
the
like a word like, there's a difference between vulgarity and like a word like damn.
Right.
Damn is damnation is
right.
In the Bible.
Right.
So if you do
even
say
hell,
damn in church, hell,
I can even go
shit's in the
shit.
Bible.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just
turn
saying
to
what wouldn't necessarily ruffle my feathers. You know what I mean? But a pastor saying, fuck
pussy.
Dick, damn pussy, you know what I mean? Hey, man, hold up.
Yeah, he need a good slap.
He say motherfucker more than Bernie Mac.
Oh. And he the pastor.
He the pastor.
Yeah, that's...
Welcome to my motherfucking church. I'll sit y'all motherfucking asses down, because we're going to have a motherfucking sermon in this motherfucking church.
That's Samuel Jackson. That ain't...
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Who's putting pennies in the motherfucking tithing basket?
If you're going to give me some pennies, at least roll that motherfucker up.
Wow. Yeah, that's some good reason to slap somebody.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to want to slap a bitch.
A dessert.
You can always get desserts. Drinks and tossers and desserts.
I don't know if I need this Jello shot. I might slap her.
I'm taking
the
Jello shot. You might get you some tips. She be like, I'm tipping you. Save your money.
You might. Why you being funny? When me and my husband used to go to the strip club, I was tipping a stripper one time, and she tipped all the tips I gave her back to me.
Huh?
Up top.
Okay.
My husband was like,
I'm joking.
Say, mind your business. I'm over here working.
They mesmerized. Hey,
yeah, she
lot.
Told my husband I was going home with her tonight. Like, no, sweetie.
Oh, that's
no.
A pretty nice
you, and there's not enough you can tip me that make me go home with you.
Now, that's going to make a slap a bitch, too. Now, don't get it twisted. I'll tip you, bitch, but I need you to stay in your lane. Yeah, and your lane is on that stage.
And if you want to give me all the dollars I gave to you back to me, I'll take that.
That's fine. That. That's your choice. We all have choices.
All right.
We all have choices in this life.
Gracias.
Oh, okay, busted. A dollar. She like Like, this ain't no house party, bitch. Now, this is strong. Well, Bertha, you should know.
You should have told us.
Now,
Bertha. How come we just
you supposed to leave with the Jello shot. Oh, okay. It wasn't ready yet?
No.
Uh-huh. I think like, now, that's real nice to be on a Jello shot. So we're eating oysters around this bitch.
I was eating this damn thing, thinking this is the reason that girl won't leave me the hell alone now.
I told you that's what she was coming back for.
Okay.
I'm not playing with you.
Now that's how you end it.
Hey.
Oh, drink some time.
If you want to know what his game like, make him take a Jello shot.
Okay.
If he's doing a Jello shot like this, you don't want him. If he do the Jello shot.
If he lying that joke and it just pops out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look, I done got something on my face.
No better place for a Jello shot.
Don't get nothing in your beard now. Don't get nothing on you. But yeah, that's
I know an individual who used to say that after sessions, they would go to work the next morning and specifically not wash their face so they could smell the sex.
Oh, my God.
And they burn.
I as well.
I'm not going to tell you I was married to him.
Oh, that's good though. That's the best person to be married to.
Why?
Marcus gonna be like, if you say one more shit about our bed, Marcus gonna ban you.
Oh, we still recording.
He gonna ban you.
Name,
he gonna, oh shit. He gonna ban you from drinks and tacos.
Oh no, you done said his name about 15 times already.
You never
want to talk about that.
But still,
you had to force people to rewind and go back and listen to the name.
Well, you know, whatever. We're going to try. It's just, we don't really want to offend nobody. Too much.
Have to have one of
not the people
buttons.
We love.
Beep button.
I do on the other version. All right, y'all. We about to wrap it up. We have to slap a bitch. Try not to slap a bitch.
Try not to.
I try not to slap my waitress because she didn't tell us about these dollar Jello shots to the end. And no
restaurant. I don't restaurant.
Know. Reggie want to slap on the ass. So. I don't know no restaurant to get Jello shots.
Me either.
That's gonna be the mission.
Hey.
The mission for the next episode
the litmus test.
Is to find another.
You
don't
have Jello shot. You ain't got Jello shot. We can't vlog at your spot.
That's a Jello shot.
We can't podcast.
Okay.
Next.
And that's how we do it.
This is absurd.
On Drinks and Tacos.